Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Seth Arnold, who's the brand director for the Mohawk Residential brand. Seth, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Kemp.
Good to be with you. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your background?
Well, I've been with Mohawk 14 years. Spent the first 7 on the sales side, so out in Texas. About 7 years ago, moved into the marketing side and have held kind of various posts at the builder and multifamily brands for 3 or 4 years, and then kind of held a position over all of our market strategy and research for the flooring group, and then moved into my current role as brand director for our soft surface residential brands on the Mohawk side.
Now, was Mohawk your first flooring company?
That's right, right out of college.
All right, and where are you from originally?
So I'm from the great state of South Dakota.
So as we look at your areas of focus and we think about brand management, talk about the different areas that you touch.
I guess the primary responsibilities I have would be kind of our brand messaging, you know, kind of creating that, working with our product group, making sure our message is right. And then from there, we get into, you know, any of the marketing mix decisions that we make in terms of how we take our products to market, our merchandising, advertising, these type of things. And then I spend a lot of time on our kind of communication planning, so how we're taking that message out to consumers. You know, examples there, I think particularly we have a focus these days on the consumer side, you know, heavily towards online, digital strategies, these type of things.
Yeah. All right, so just to summarize, because I have a little background in brand management also, is that it's the promise. It's what people think about when they see Mohawk. It's everywhere that you see Mohawk. It's on, you know, it's trucks, it's advertising, both consumer and trade, it's merchandising, it's store level, it's website. It's a pretty busy job, isn't it?
That's right. It's kind of the 360 view of our marketing program and everything you mentioned there.
Yeah. This whole website area is an emerging area. Every year, technology changes things just a little bit. It used to be that a website was just a electronic brochure, and then it became more interactive, and now it connects with Pinterest and a bunch of other social media things. So that continues to evolve every year, doesn't it?
That's right, it does. I mean, really, gone are the days where our message is only on our manufacturer site, you know, the mohawkflooring.com. Really what's happened, as you mentioned, is that the conversation is fragmented. It's happening all over the web in different places, and our challenge as marketers is to go and find those consumers and be wherever they are while they're having that conversation.
Now, what tells you whether you're doing things right or wrong?
You know, there's obviously things we look at, particularly in digital. You can get a lot of good metrics just looking at, you know, how many people are coming, say, from Pinterest back into our website, and then what the conversion rate of, you know, getting that person to locate a dealer. You know, we do promotions where we'll send out samples and try and then drive that consumer into one of our retailers. So you can kind of measure all of that along the way. So really, if you're showing up out on Pinterest or any of these blogs or social spaces where people are having a conversation, that's the hook, and then we follow them all the way through until we get that conversion.
So there's tools like Google Analytics, measurement tools, but another thing you do is you guys actually reach out and you ask the consumer. You do these mall intercepts, and I find that very interesting. You do that on a kind of regular basis, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct. We do twice a year, you know, brand measurement studies where we're going out and looking at brand consideration, brand awareness, all of the basic metrics that a marketer would look at. And then, like you said, with the Google Analytics and all of these tools that we have, we're able to get a pretty good view of what's happening out there, you know, and how customers feel about our brand, how they're interacting. And, you know, that's kind of the great thing about social media, even, because you can actually go and look at those conversations and see what the sentiment is out there, how people are talking about your brand, whether positively or negatively.
Yeah, one of the things you do that some people might consider risky, but I think it's actually very smart, is you allow people on your website, your consumer-facing website, to post comments about their experience with your product. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
The primary platform that we use for that is ratings and reviews, and I would say that there was a lot of discussion around here about whether or not this was the right way to go, but we did a lot of research back several years ago in my research phase, and one of the things we were asking people is, you know, what would improve your experience online? One of the things we just continued to hear is more consumer feedback, and particularly more ratings and reviews. Ratings and reviews is a great way to establish kind of the authentic voice You know, the other thing we found, you look at it, consumer reviews are significantly more trusted than descriptions that come from us as a manufacturer. There's a lot of different statistics out there. The one that kind of tends to stick is that a consumer review is about 12 times more trusted than something I might say in a brochure or on my manufacturer's website. So we clearly saw the value of reviews. The question was, you know, how do we manage it? The concerns obviously are, is this just going to become a posting ground, another area for a customer if they had a complaint, and how would we manage that negative sentiment? Nobody's perfect. You know, there's going to be some negative experiences out there. And so there was a little bit of concern about that, but actually it's turned out very well for us.
So you took a risk and it's paying off, right?
It is. The majority of all of the reviews that we get back on our site are positive. And I would say that the few negative reviews that we do get back, actually, they do a couple things for you. One, they establish credibility. I mean, if we were to delete those negative reviews, somebody comes to our site and all they see is positive feedback, you know, they begin to wonder if these are authentic. The other thing, though, that we've been surprised by is these negative reviews have actually improved us as an organization from a customer service standpoint, because we're actually now reaching back out to these consumers when they do leave a review. We are engaging them, and we're solving their problems. So a lot of times, we're actually turning that negative review into a positive brand experience. It actually has moved from just a marketing effort to a customer service effort. The other thing we've also seen is that it's helped us in our product development, because we're able to go in and kind of measure that feedback, both positive and negative. And when we find things that people love about our products, it changes the way we're talking about them. It changes the way we're looking at developing new products going forward.
Well, kudos to you for allowing that to happen. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, very interesting openness in your brand strategy. I've been talking to Seth Arnold, who's the brand director for Mohawk Residential. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.